Radio Art 106. Radio Art 106.
Triumph of failure, of course, in one way.
No, I would not die happy if I left them free. And I can't.
Anne and I are just speaking Ireland sometime.
What my call at the end of last century. Came together to form the first organized woman society for Ireland's independence.
great strain of idealism. First group of women was Inini Naharan, Maud Gann and Constance Makovich and Helena Maloney. A lot of very remarkable people were associated with them. It was the oldest branch. It was back to about 1905 or 6. And Sheila Grennan, who only died recently, and they turned into a branch of Kumanamal. They really made the foundation of Kumanamal.
The Irish are the best soldiers in the world and the worst victims. By the English, I just...
educators, and then they were socially conscious. They had school meals for children at a time when the children all over Dublin were starving. They had theatricals, and they had, as well as having their parades, they had history classes. They had everything. They were very civilized people.
Occasion to ask that handful of young men who were doing great work for Ireland if they thought our mother Ireland strong enough to accept the handicap of going into battle with one arm tied behind her back. This is what this exclusion of women meant. And if not, would they invite their sisters and sweethearts to meet me and we would form a women's organization for national independence.
everything was for the good.
A dish of on. I did not die happy if I left them.
Wait. Thank you. Idea that you were going to succeed.
Yes. Oh, yes. That was there all the time.
One priority was to get our freedom.
I'd be in a bit of a pickle because
we'll have Galway in the morning. See? We stayed in Galway all night. In the city. And then we took a train at 6 in the morning to Queenstown. And we stayed in Queenstown all night. 3 o'clock the next morning. It was tired of something. So we got breakfast in the hotel in Cove. They set down a large platter of boiled eggs and bread, tea and butter. One next to me, broken egg, and there's feathers coming out of the eggs. They were eggs that were clutched. And whoever brought them in took it on them and poked the feathers in them. Long time ago before I broke my egg, I'm telling you. They went on board the ship. It's 9 days to go. I wasn't seasick. Thank be God. All the way. A week after that, I got to church. I didn't know how we were going to get along, but they got along all right. There was no electric, I told you before.
But he could exchange with his neighbours and they could cooperate with you, with each other, within a very small farm technological situation. Mm-hmm. It has changed. It was attuned to the time.
With snow. And I saw this man come in the hallway of the Den Hotel. He had with him a can. A tin can with a cover on. And inside the cover, there was another cover halfway down. And he asked me if I'd put up 4 cups of coffee in the lower part of the can and 4 others of buttered toast, and they think the co-op went over the hot coffee. And he had a little jar for cream.
With the next door neighbor, and she kept keys too.
And you were the
and the gander was with the next door neighbor's keys, do you know what I mean? But Nancy Hogan didn't have no gander. And the gander stole to the goose. And that was law. But we're not talking at all, you'll hear in a few minutes, do you? I suppose I have it with. Well, I'm 65 years, and I suppose I was 6 or 7 years when my father lost him or similar to me. And it was old in winter.
Age and blank your names. As my
uncertain.
Stairs. More and more.
ثاني دعم نحجة
تهدي نس
أثنى
أفك كاف أثنى بن
نفرج
بويس فرست
تبود
نحن نحن نحن
نحن
نحن نحن
نحن نحن
نحن What comes out into
Zudwin?
The
area. Yeah. The French. Rather.
Not that I
that
can to my just still that
it isn't
slight torn rupture and whirl till as a wind fresh
licks
and the anchor away.
Thank you. days from internationalist Indonesian propaganda.
Do you work here all the time? Every day. I could end here every other month.
I'll tell you, if they were upstairs in the cottage, and a place like that, the bed might get a bit shaking, you know. If they were courting there, there might be bits of courting, but that's all that was there.
Yeah.
And of course, of late, and in that, the late courting, as you know, was under the bushes. So I said, when under the bushes, no, you must have a water car and one find the girl. I said, oh, which was there, they would have danced away, danced at home, and they wouldn't travel too far. And of course, they couldn't travel too far at the day because they had nothing on the hobnail boot and the old slipper.